I see the lyric future of America on the beaches of Big Sur. I wrote it in the sand, and now the waves have washed over it, irretrievable.
Ferlinghetti, Open Eye, Open Mind. Episode 2, Bixby Canyon, Big Sur.
When I first came to San Francisco in 1951, the only California writers I knew were Jack London, William Saroyan, Robinson Jeffers, and especially Henry Miller, who had migrated to Big Sur from Paris in the early 1940s.
Does the dog still live here that used to run out and bark at everybody?
Well, I don't know.
So it was not long before I too headed for Big Sur after years in Paris. In Miller, the rugged Big Sur country has a consciousness of its own, sense of primeval wildness, and its inhabitants, especially the old-time ranchers, have a kind of pioneer consciousness, an untamed spirit unaffected by modern civilization, so-called. And in Henry Miller, there was this consciousness of Big Sur as a kind of unspoiled paradise. That's how it was that I came to build my first cabin in Bixby Canyon, some 18 miles south of Carmel and a half a mile up from the sea.
The Old West Hotel, where the West was won and lost. Anybody home?
Those birds are great.
Well, it's deflating itself.
It knows what to do.
Can you see the birds? There's one bird that I used to hear all the time, and he's gone. I haven't heard him in several years. He was a Swanson's thrush. The Swanson's thrush went... I haven't heard him in a few years. This is a real bowl of hills here, like something out of the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. And the morning comes up. It's like in Xanadu did Kublai Khan a stately pleasure dome decree, with canyons measureless to man, where Alf the sacred river ran down to a sunless sea. You need to sing. I used to chant a Big Sur Sun Sutra with my auto harp here in the 60s. Sun, 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 who riseth in my Rubaiyat? I bought my first lot down here, sight unseen, from a gallery dealer on Upper Grand Avenue who'd never seen the place, and he found he had to pay taxes on it, and they sold it to me, and I didn't know what it looked like. And I thought I was in the Little Sur River Canyon, actually. And as far as I'm concerned, it'll never be built on, for never have a big house on it. When I came to San Francisco, California, for the first time, and I came down here, I tried to look up Jeffers in Carmel, but he wasn't a bit interested in young poets, and his poetry was pretty death-filled anyway. I wasn't too interested. The only interesting part was his descriptions of Big Sur, using Big Sur locations
the hawk that hovers where the heart is hid, and it was all very tragic and death-filled.
Have you ever been dispossessed by a beast?
Oh, a lion jumped in my window.
I always wondered what cabin it was that jumped in. It must have been this.
That one, yeah.
A lion came to my window and leaped in. As I ran out naked, slamming the door of the cabin and closing the window and looking in at the lion. He was trying on my hats and looking in the mirror and browsing on my pot plant. After a while, he lay down with his feet in the air, and I ran off into the world without the baggage of my clothes and my name, and soon developed a long tail, a noble look, and a mane, and a taste for MGM movies.